It's a pretty spot where 285 crosses over the Chattahoochee River in Sandy Springs. Joggers run on a path on one side of the river. I'm standing on the other side with Alan Toney. He's the chairman of the Fulton County Soil and Water District. We can see the highway, but we also spot a cormorant and a muskrat.
When this park was created, this river was pristine. There was nothing north of here. And that expressway was like probably the outer piece of Atlanta right there.
Now Metro Atlanta sprawls for miles north of here.
And so there's a lot of development upstream and a lot of impacts on this resource.
Picture a construction site on a really rainy day with red clay washing out of it. That's what Tony's talking about. His job is to help make sure construction companies keep that from happening.
A lot of people don't realize that silt is actually the most damaging thing to a water body.
He says it can clog a river, smothering plants and bugs. It gives bacteria a surface to latch onto, and it can lead to bigger flooding problems.
I've seen people's lakes filled up with mud. I've seen their pastures filled with mud, their backyards filled with mud, streets. So all those things are things that we try to prevent.
Tony doesn't have regulatory authority. He helps inspectors check on construction sites and recommends better ways to do things. His position is elected and it's unpaid. There are 40 soil and water conservation districts around Georgia. In urban and suburban areas, they're focused on construction. In rural areas, they revolve more around agriculture. But they're all part of the State Soil and Water Conservation Commission, an agency based in Athens that's been around since the Dust Bowl.
And I'm real proud of what we've accomplished over the years.
But the agency may be about to lose its independence. In Governor Deal's 2016 budget proposal, the Soil and Water Conservation Commission is zeroed out. In 2015, it got $2.6 million. Next year, nothing. Most of the budget and the responsibilities would move to the Department of Agriculture. Some would go to the Environmental Protection Division. State Representative Terry England is a Republican representing Auburn between Athens and Atlanta. He's the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He also happened to serve as a Soil and Water District supervisor before being elected to the House. He says this is a good fiscal decision.
Soil and Water is a very small agency in itself, about 38 to 40 people.
So he says why not roll it into a bigger entity and save on administrative costs?
You've got individuals at the Department of Ag that are already doing those functions.
England says the money saved could go back to programming for boots on the ground work instead of paying an extra person to do payroll. That's not how environmental groups see it.
This is really a needless shrinking of an agency that actually performs fairly well and certainly at a low cost.
Neil Herring is a lobbyist for the Sierra Club in Georgia. He thinks the reason this is happening is over a dispute. The agency tested tools that keep construction runoff out of rivers, and Herring says some of the manufacturers of the tools that didn't make the cut were unhappy with the results, and they complained to their legislators.
If indeed there's a problem with the testing, redo the testing.
But he says don't take away the agency's independence. England agrees that the testing should be redone, but he says that's not what the budget move is about.
One is an issue that has to be dealt with. The other one's an issue that it makes good fiscal policy.
England says this isn't about punishing soil and water.
We all have a vested interest in making sure we take care of the environment.
Herring says he doesn't think that the other two agencies, both juggling other priorities, will maintain soil and water's mission. And Alan Toney in Fulton County says he's especially worried about the Department of Agriculture keeping up an interest in urban runoff.
We're very concerned that we will not be able to continue doing what we're doing. And it's already the smallest agency and by far the best bang for the buck.
The House is considering the governor's budget, then it goes to the Senate. Molly Samuel, WABE News.